We haven't been recording.
Oh, you're lying. Not lying.
Wait, timing works out.
They're literally lying. No.
Nope, we haven't been recording.
Their personalities are correct.
Fantastic. That was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened, and also I'm so upset.
You're so sorry. I was like, and you know what? I questioned it earlier, but I was like, no, well, because we're using Squadcast, I'm so not used to like the interface, and so I was like,
no, it's because we had to stop it to go on to Dolby.
Yeah, and then I never pressed record.
Guys, we just recorded like a full hour podcast and didn't hit record. We've just been sitting here with our microphones, talking into our microphones.
It's giving
our first few episodes where we were practicing to have a podcast, and we would just sit and talk into our microphones, and we would just talk to each other. We just did it again.
And you know what? It was still funny. And I wish we had been recording because it was fucking good.
Anytime we're not recording, I wish we were recording because it's so good.
That's why we need someone to follow us around with a boop mic all the time.
Guys, I can't believe it happened to us.
Okay.
Well, enjoy the first episode of our podcast.
Episode 100. We're bringing you back.
Our first unreleased 2020. Our first unreleased episode. You'll hear about it, but we had just decided that we were gonna
really do two girls.
We had just bought the domain. We had just started the Instagram. We didn't even know our handle at the time. You'll hear that.
You'll get into it.
And we were like, let's do a podcast. And so we recorded on our phones, on our voice memos. We recorded a podcast episode. I don't think.
I was like, okay, I'm kind of impressed.
I'm pretty impressed too. Better than when we did Zoom. And so we did that, and
I broke a nail. It's been a kind of a chaotic day. That's why nothing was really working.
Yeah. So that's what this episode is going to be. It's going to be our first unreleased episode that was recorded a full year before we actually decided to do a podcast. Yeah. So this is a la September 2020.
Yeah.
And you'll hear not a lot's changed.
We thought maybe we were completely different people, but surprise, surprise.
And not a lot's changed. A couple parts I am truly embarrassed of. Mm-hmm. But if only those girls could see
where they'd be now,
yeah. I think they'd be very excited.
They would. I'm really proud of them.
There were a couple moments of manifesting in this podcast because we did that since day one. And a few of the things that we manifested have come true.
I know. So you guys will just have to listen and hear about all of the things we knew were going to happen for us, whether we were joking or not. But it was wholesome.
It was cute.
We shared some tender moments. Too bad you guys will never get to see them because I didn't record the first 40 minutes of that episode. So you'll just have to believe that Kate and I shared some laughs.
And
we didn't even get the laughs.
I know, the laughs we had. We made some of the same jokes today that we did back then at the same time. And also just some background for you guys. When we did start this Two Girls, One Formula journey, our goal was to be anonymous. And so we did decide to call ourselves Girl One and Girl Two. And so
keep an eye out for that.
You'll hear it. You won't see us react to it because we didn't record it, but you will hear it. Anyways, good luck. Have fun. Thank you for being here for 100 episodes and allowing us to get to this point. It's fun to look back and see all the things that we've done. We talked about, like, you know, maybe someday we'll go to a race together. Now we're going to our fourth one together this weekend. It's been a fun 100 episodes, Nicole.
It has.
And I'm happy to do it with you.
You know, and we talk a little bit. I just want everyone to know at one point we talk a little bit about creating fan accounts for each other. And those accounts do exist. We've never actually posted on them.
No, I always get
it always prompts me. It's like, yeah, hey, here's who to follow on this account. But just want you to know that we were that delusional back in the day that we do have fan accounts for each other. So if anyone
Nick found it the other day. Like it was like a suggested follow, and he was like, "Do you know that there's someone impersonating you out there?" And I was like, "No, it's Nicole." He was like, "What?" And he's like, "I'm not gonna ask."
Don't ask, don't tell
policy on that. On the fan accounts.
If anyone wants to take over our fan accounts from us, you can have them.
Mine is not my name anymore, though, so.
Oh, I gotta change it.
Anyways.
We hope you have fun with this one. It's definitely a doozy. Again, no script, just vibes.
Straight up no script, just vibes. We talk about it. It's eerily similar to how some of our current episodes go. But
a little bit better staying on topic.
I do too.
I think now we.
I would like to think.
I would hope you guys will have to tell us.
But yeah, this is our 100th episode. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here.
101 is going to be fun.
101 is going to be a good one.
101 kicks.
Can't wait to get to 200.
Yeah. So see you guys in 2 years for 200.
But in the meantime, we'll see you on the internet.
All right, kicking it off. Here we go.
Here we go.
Two Girls, One Formula podcast. The first one. Episode one. We're ready to do it. We've been planning this for so long.
3 months at least.
At least. I feel like since the beginning, though. I feel like you and I always knew that we were going to.
We always knew we would be on a podcast.
We knew we were going to get into
it. We always knew we would be in an award-winning podcasters.
Because we're funny.
We are funny.
The laughs
we have. The laughs we have.
But yeah, so Two Girls, One Formula. I'm girl one.
I am girl two.
We are
Switch that from last time?
I think so. Are we
making it tasty?
Tasty.
It's going to be tasty around here.
Spicy. It's going to be tasty.
We have to decide right now, once and for all. You are girl one.
Okay.
Speak.
Girl one. Speak now, forever hold your peace.
And I am girl two, speaking now or forever holding my own peace.
Okay.
So that's who we are.
Okay, that's it. Settled.
Should we get some shirts?
Yeah. Thing one, thing two.
Girl one, girl two.
Girl one, girl two.
What are we going to call our fans? The other girls?
The girlies. Just
the girlies.
Hey, sisters. No, that's... that's Charles, what's his name? The makeup guy. He was, like, the face of CoverGirl for a bit. Charles.
Oh.
James
Charles?
Yes, James
Charles. Okay, I was like, I don't know who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I'm done.
Hey, girlies.
Hey, sisters. Welcome back to my channel. except it's, hey, girlies. Welcome back to Two Girls, One Formula. So, I'd say the premise of this podcast is going to be gossip. We're chatting about, you know, relevant topics from the week.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, we're going to be talking about the brunch that we make.
Most importantly, the food. As you said today, or was it last night, that the number one thing you enjoy in life is eating.
I am put on this planet to eat food. It is my favorite thing about the human experience.
I'd agree. It's so good. This is why, like, diets don't just work for me.
No.
Because I'm physically in pain because I'm of the deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
I could never restrict my food.
God, no. On my Bumble profile, actually, one of my things is we won't get along if you meal prep.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely get out of my face with meal prep.
Yeah, I think I get really, I don't enjoy eating the same thing every day. No. So I'm like, why am I going to be prepping something on Sunday that I'm going to eat on Thursday?
No.
And I'm going to eat the same thing every day? That sounds so boring to me.
Horrible. So surprise, this is part cooking show, part...
Yeah. This is like lifestyle. We're lifestyle.
Part F1, part cooking. But we do make themed brunches for all of the races, so we'll probably cover those.
Yeah, I think we can probably recap a couple that we've done, because we've done one other really good one.
Yeah.
This year. For Monza,
obviously the Italian GP. We had a delicious Italian brunch. We had a nice polenta casserole with egg and Italian meats. And
so
we
good.
Had pastries and we had Italian cookies and champagne.
So delicious. And then so today for the Russian GP, we made a whole host of
so many things.
Russian beef fest.
Charlotka.
Mm-hmm. Which is like an apple cake thing. Really? And then we made Bellinis. I forgot how we...
Blinis?
Blinis? Blinis, yes. Blinis. I keep wanting to say Bellini.
I wish we made
Bellinis. Different race. and then we made Sernikis. Sernikis.
So just two different types of pancakes and a cake. And obviously some White Russians.
Obviously.
Kicking off the morning.
7 a.m.
7 a.m. White Russians, baby.
7 a.m. Sunday White Russian.
Truly Russian of us.
And, you know, I suggested that we record the race and watch it later. But
no
Kate
way.
Said absolutely not.
Sorry, girl two said.
Oh, shit.
We're not here.
We're anonymous. Yeah, girl two said absolutely not. We will be waking up at 6 a.m. to prep.
Yeah. This is called being a fan. It's called dedication.
I haven't been this dedicated to something since high school when I was obsessed with boy bands.
I mean, you literally told me the other night that you had your Sweet 16 at a hotel because you thought that Joe Jonas was staying there.
Nick Jonas
was staying there.
Yeah, because it was after his concert in Chicago, and they always said Chicago was their favorite city. Nick Jonas had 2 days off in between Chicago and St. Louis. Why wouldn't he stay in Chicago?
How did you know the exact hotel?
Because
they always stay at the same one?
Yes. Got it. And so we had met them at that hotel before, which is why.
Apply this knowledge to,
I'm so out of it these days. Like, I think about how, I'm like, I don't have it in my blood anymore. Like, I feel like it's asleep, and if, like, One Direction were to come back, like, when the Jonas Brothers were in town last year, my friend and I, who we did all the stalking with, like, we didn't do anything. And we were like, who are we?
That's crazy.
We're old now. But I feel like if there was something that I was, like, really dedicated to, I could probably, like...
Once we get to a GP in person.
I've photoshopped backstage passes, like, I've snuck in, like, I've done a lot of shit. So, you know...
Just the plug.
Maybe next time we go to a GP, we can try some shit.
The celebrity plug.
I'll make us Paddock Club.
Oh, hell yeah.
Passes.
There's so many photos of people wearing them, we could do it.
The hard part is they scan your tickets at, like, every single checkpoint. Which is really annoying. But I think we should maybe backtrack and talk about how we got into Formula One.
I think that's a good idea.
Since we've already flown off the handle.
As we do. I told you we needed an agenda.
We've already flown off the handle several times.
We're talking about the Jonas Brothers now. This is not a Jonas Brothers podcast. We are alienating our audience.
You know what? I think our audience is people like us.
That's what we want,
like,
them to be.
I don't think our audience is going to be dudes who are super into F1. Like,
right.
We're the podcast for girlfriends.
Wags.
No, I'm saying girlfriends of, like, guys who are obsessed with F1. And their girlfriends are just like, all right, we'll have to watch this all the time.
That is how we started.
And that's how we started.
But now I feel like we obviously have transferred into we are fans now.
Yes. But
I feel like we're a gateway drug. For these girls. Like, these girls, their boyfriends love F1. They have to start watching it. And so they're like, maybe I'll try to get into a little. So we're the gateway drug. So they start listening to us. And they're like, oh, I get it a little more. Like, I'm having fun here. And then they're like, find themselves enjoying the sport.
Yeah. That's my goal. That's what I want for us.
I want to be a gateway drug.
I also want to be a gateway drug.
This is the podcast version of marijuana.
We're your first sip of alcohol at 16.
We are UV blue.
We will get you where you need to be.
It might not be fun. Well, it's going to be
fun. No, because our tagline is the F1 is for fun.
That's true. We should have led with that.
Yeah.
Guys, this is our first shot at this.
Should we start over again?
Should we start over again?
No, because
these conversations. No, okay.
Getting,
so you know what we have to do.
It keeps getting like every time I feel like we start over, it feels
we're more scripted.
Yeah, it feels forced.
Well, you know what we do? I think that this is how the real podcasters do it. Is like they just talk for a couple hours and then they
splice it.
They splice and dice.
The problem is that we don't take, like, I was trying to edit the other podcast,
mm-hmm.
and there was not enough pause in between, so it was just like,
we need to stop talking at some point.
It's just like, oh my god, there's like, it splices weird because the way that the conversation cuts, like, it doesn't flow naturally, and it sounds weird. So that's why I was, like, struggling.
Well, do you notice that I'm trying to make a pause right now, and you're trying to fill the silence?
I was just...
I'm trying to pause us so that we can, like, have a nice splice moment.
I was just informing you of what the problem was.
I'm trying to fix the problem.
Anyway, love that conversation about who our audience is and who we're trying to be here.
Yes.
Anyway, we got into F1 similarly to probably how a lot of you are. Girl one's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend.
That's you. You can just say my.
Well, I wanted to clarify that it was me, girl one, speaking. My ex-boyfriend.
Girl one speaking, and I will be telling a story now.
My ex-boyfriend, if you'll just let me talk, please.
Please, continue.
All right, from the top.
From the top.
Make it drop. That's a wap. Okay. My ex-boyfriend was really into F1.
Very into F1.
And I generally just thought it was really annoying because I was like, ugh, dudes are obsessed with cars. Shut up. Get over it. I didn't care. And he would make me wake up super early on the weekends to watch this. And I was just like, I don't care. And I'd have to change my whole weekend plans around the races. And, like, when we were going to go to the gym, when we were going to go to the grocery store, if we could do anything Saturday morning or not, or night, because there was, like, a race on. And I was like, oh, this is just so freaking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But then girl two and her boyfriend were
showed
our neighbors.
Here we were.
We moved in next door. And we were friends. We were friends before that, but we ended up moving next door. And they
were.
Real life
friends scenario.
They would come over every Sunday and we would have brunch.
We would watch the races.
We'd go to the grocery store.
What a time.
It was fantastic.
I had a great time during that period. But I think I agree. We both were like, all right, we're here for the food.
Yeah.
As we still kind of are.
Yeah.
But we were like, we're here for the food. Cars go fast. Zoom, zoom. Like, I was there. I think the first time I was, like, genuinely, like, a little bit interested was when Ocon tried to unlap himself and ended up causing Max the win in Brazil, I think it was. And Max shoved him back in the garage and they got in a fight. And I was like, ooh, this could be it for me. I think I could be into this.
Yes.
That was the moment that I was like, ooh, the tides are turning. This could be a fun thing to watch.
Because I think the first race that you really watched with us was Austin 2018.
Yeah, because Kimi won.
That's when Kimi won.
And that's why he was my favorite.
Yeah.
We love Kimi.
Things have changed slightly. We still love Kimi, but he's not your...
He's not my main man anymore, but he'll always have that place in my heart as, like, he was my first guy.
Yeah.
He was my first driver.
He was your first love.
He was my first love. My first F1 love. I loved him. A winner.
Oh, God.
We missed when he won.
It was exciting. Yeah, because Hamilton didn't win.
Yes.
So that's why we were excited. But, yeah, so we got into it. And then, in a turn of events, I got dumped at Monza. After 4 years, so I had PTSD.
But you know what we did? Well, you did. You took that negative, and you really decided to make your own. You could have been like, I got dumped at an F1 race, so I'm literally never watching F1 again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a little, you thought about it. But
I didn't watch the rest of the season.
We decided to flip that on its head and make it our own.
We did.
And now this is our thing. And we still do the thing every weekend. We get together on Sundays. We make a themed brunch. We watch the race. We keep up all week.
All week.
And we enjoy it now because it's ours.
We're consuming all of the content. All of the F1 content.
All of the F1 content.
I try to talk about this with my other friends.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Not a single person cares about
And I
this.
Think that's why we wanted to start this podcast, because I think we want more friends.
Yeah, we want more friends to care about this. We want more friends to gossip with. I want to be able to talk about the fact that Lewis got penalties and have people be like, no way. How do you respond? Was he a bitch?
Yes.
And I'd be like, obviously.
Obviously. I want my friends to feel... I want to send them the thirst traps, and I want them to feel the same way that I do.
Yeah.
I want them to have a favorite driver. So whether or not it's our friends or we make new friends.
Yeah.
That's just really the end goal, I think, for me.
Yes. More friends. That's always the goal.
Always the goal.
And just be able to, like, we talk about this exclusively anyways.
Yes.
Like, all we do is talk about Formula One. All we do is send memes. All we do is send drivers posts. All we do is consume this content. So why not document it and just talk about it for a living?
A hobby. A living.
This is going to be a living. I'm manifesting it. And you know what that does for us. We're good at manifesting. We're manifesting this our living.
Okay, say it out loud to the universe.
I'm saying it out loud to all of these people listening.
We're manifesting an F1
super podcast.
A super podcast career. You're going to see us on TV soon. Then we won't be anonymous.
You'll know who we are.
You'll know who we are.
Maybe not, though. Maybe we do witness protection. That's how we do it.
You were actually never on camera. You actually never see us.
No, we're behind the camera, and whoever is there is in front of it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my nail already broke. Oh, just got them done.
But yeah, so...
That's our story.
That's it for us, really.
We just decided one day that this was it for us, and this was our passion, and here we are. Passionate.
We, we had a bit of a manic episode probably 3 months ago.
Yes, it was. We were just literally at home at your apartment.
You came over to work one day.
And somehow...
I don't even know how you were like, we're starting a vlog.
I was manic. I don't know what happened.
Your manicness made me manic.
What was the trigger? I don't even remember. I just remember sitting at your... I think I thought of Two Girls, One Formula, and I was like, we're making it happen. I don't know what I was looking at or what I was thinking, but I think I was just like, if we had a blog, we should call it Two Girls, One Formula. And then we were like, let's buy a website. And we spent actual dollars on...
We bought a domain. We bought a WordPress premium account.
Premium. Not the standard.
We made an Instagram. You can find us at twogirls_oneformula.
And then on... Oh, but do we have the numbers? Or is it numbers or is it written out?
I'm pretty sure it's numbers.
I think it's numbers too. And then what did we have for our Twitter? Same thing?
I think so. Here you go. This is letting you know that we actually... it's twogirls_oneformula. The numbers are numbers, not spelled out.
Twitter, I don't think it's that. I want to say it's like, oh, we are two girls, one formula, but girls is GRLS. Two girls.
Oh, yeah.
One formula. Because those bitches already took.
They haven't been active since July, so.
Oh, really?
We can, I think they're.
Pop in there. Let's take this back.
There is, not to be confused, there is another two girls, one formula, but.
We're better.
We will be trying to out. Create a better brand than them. So, as PR and marketing people here, we've decided that we have the upper hand, and we will be coming for you.
If you're listening, we're coming.
We're coming.
The red coats are coming, baby.
You better step it up. But we're just like super excited to be here. I think
thank you so much for having me, Podcast Land.
F1 fans, we know how like. Intense you guys are, and
we are one of you. we are part of this club. You can tell our dedication because we've created a podcast. This is real.
We've spent enough time talking about F1 that I think most normal people would be like, are you okay?
I mean,
if anyone saw our DMs,
our Insta DMs are, it's to the point where I see like normal content, like normal memes that don't have to do with Formula One. And I'm like, I really want to send this to Nicole, but I'm like, I don't think I can, like, I don't send them to you anymore. No. Because I'm like, it's not Formula One. I can't send this to Nicole. No. I mean, girl, fuck. Goddamn. But just bleep that out.
Bring it back.
I think maybe if we say our name, if you just bleep it out. Okay. It's almost like we're swearing. Our names are swear words.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I like that.
I like it too.
Okay.
Yeah, I consume other content because we do. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it, but our DMs are exclusively Formula One.
Exclusively.
I like it for us. Just photos.
I know that whenever I see a DM from Girl 2, that I know it's going to be an F1 related thing.
Yeah, and it gets me excited.
I'm like, ooh, what fresh content has Kate sent me? Usually, she's just sending me hot pictures of Danny Rick.
Yeah. Or Charles.
Or Charles.
The one day...
I didn't know how deep we wanted to go into your love for Charles, because in case Nick ever listens.
He knows.
Okay.
I think he knows. But I think
I don't know if he knows, like, to the extent.
Definitely not. I do, though. I just have to say this out loud. It doesn't need to make it in. But the day that you DM'd me and you said... You haven't sent me one photo of Charles today. Are you okay? Really got me. I was like, oh my God.
That's how
you know it's a problem.
We can't go one day.
Not one day. It goes by.
No. So that sets that up for, yes, my favorite driver is Danny Rick.
My favorite driver is Charles Leclerc.
As we're sitting here in our... literal matching outfits. We're both wearing black bike shorts and white hoodies. I'm wearing a Danny Rick hoodie.
From his merch line.
From his merch line.
Bought that from him. From his merch line that he put out. He put out merch and you purchased a sweatshirt from him.
Meanwhile.
From his merch line. Meanwhile, I, on the other hand, am also wearing a white hoodie with Charles Leclerc's logo on it. He does not have a merch line. This is not publicly available. I custom made this on like mylogosportswear.com plugin them because they did
sponsor us.
They did a great job, really fast, really convenient, really let me have my own creativity here. But yes, I do have a custom made one of a kind Charles Leclerc 16 hoodie that I'm wearing.
I really like it.
I think he should be selling these.
Yeah.
I would have bought this from him.
Yeah, you would have.
I bought it from myself, basically. But I think he should mass produce these.
He could have
these.
Made money off of you.
Yeah. Charlotte, take notes.
Hey, Charlotte, you got that art degree.
She said she's coming out with some
let's go.
Some merch. Like, she's coming out with, like, hoodies and stuff soon. So I feel like
yeah,
maybe
she
should.
Yeah, but is it her hoodies?
I mean, it's her. But I'm like, you could make some money off of this.
We want Charles.
Yeah, true.
We don't want your collab. No offense.
No offense.
I mean, in her Wags interview, she said she's not famous, so why would she be coming?
She doesn't want to be.
Why would she?
But she really likes it.
Let's be clear. You know what? I've said this once. I'll say it again. I think I'm really cut out to be a celebrity's girlfriend.
That's the dream. It's fame by association. There's not really any pressure on you. Like, you don't have, like, a brand or an image to uphold. It's just you living your life and people being obsessed with you for literally just being you.
Or people hate you.
And I would thrive on that.
I would thrive on that. Like, I think I've just been plotting this life for myself, like, since I was 13 and obsessed with Nick Jonas. Where I was like, I see all the shit people talk about whoever Nick Jonas is dating, myself included. I could internalize that.
I would not be blocking out the haters. I'd be like, bring it on, haters. Because
exactly.
Guess what? You're jealous.
Guess what?
No one's jealous of me.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Soon, though.
Sorry, Nick.
So, yeah, I would just absolutely thrive in...
I just think being, like... I just think they're so funny. It's like, you look at these, like, fan pages... And it's so funny. It's just reposts of every social media post. And it's like, date night for so-and-so. Or like, so-and-so having fun with friends. And I'm just like, that is what a life.
We did talk about how we were going to create fan pages for each other.
Yeah, just for the ego boost.
Just for the ego boost. I'm going to repost Girl 2's social posts and say, Girl 2 out having fun with her friends.
AKA me.
She looks so cute. Where do you think she got her outfit from?
Let me go ask her.
We could do DM interviews with each.
Yeah, should we live out a fantasy right now? Should I interview you? What is your what's your favorite snack?
I don't know, this is really hard and I don't want people to like attack me for my choice. I know I'm gonna get a lot of backlash for this. A lot of people are gonna disagree. But I think my favorite snack is hot Cheetos. Sorry for the regular Cheeto community. I know you're probably not gonna like this, but please call me out in my DMs if you really feel that upset about it.
We've got haters on the page. The regular Cheeto community is coming out in numbers right now.
The white people, they're coming.
They're coming.
They can't handle the spicy, and they're going to be upset with me for plugging that.
Sponsor us, Hot Cheetos.
Check out our sponsors, Hot Cheetos.
I think you'd do really well in one of those interviews.
I think it'd be great. I think I'm really cut out for it. I think, you know, what I really vibe on is just, like, honesty and authenticity.
Yeah. World peace. I would love world peace. Nothing more.
My favorite snack is world peace.
I will not be discussing something as trivial as favorite snacks when there is still not world peace.
My favorite snack is whatever stops world hunger.
I don't snack because there are hungry people. So I don't snack. I don't want to take the snacks from people that need them.
And that is our interpretation of
Wags.
Wags F1, which is one of our favorite
shout out
drama sites.
Yeah, she does a good job.
She does.
She does a good job cultivating the content.
Yeah.
They're going.
Maybe you can interview us someday. That's our goal.
Oh yeah. Would love nothing more than to be on the Wags F1 page.
Literally. As a guest. That's goals.
It is goals. I can't wait. I would just love to, like, you know, post a little selfie in my homemade sweatshirt. I would be like, so cute of her to, like, make a sweatshirt just supporting her mans.
God, can you imagine? The hate you would receive. The hate you give. But no. I think people would be super psyched about it. Just two American gals.
The American dream.
The American dream.
Dating foreign men.
We're all trying to get the fuck out of here.
Sorry to my boyfriend. He knows.
He knows. He knows that you would leave him in a fucking heartbeat. If Charles Leclerc came up to you and was like, hey.
I'm in love with you. I'd be like, great.
You'd be like, well, game over. Sorry.
I'd be like, you have connections to Anna Kendrick? Because that's who my boyfriend would like to be dating. Mm-hmm. And so I would hook that up and then there would be no hard feelings.
Exactly.
It'd be great.
Fantastic.
A win-win.
I feel like we're getting off track again on Formula 1.
Yes.
This is an F1 podcast.
Just a quick reminder, this is an F1 podcast, but mostly it's a way for us to talk about ourselves.
I think it's a loose F1 podcast. Again, the F and F1 is for fun. We're having fun. We're team having fun, as King Curtis likes to say. You know, as long as we, you know, kind of, it all comes back in the end.
Yeah. We're the queens, and they're sorry people. Hey, sorry people, it's us, girl one and girl two, you're queens. That's what it's going to end up being. That's what we sign off with.
No, what, we said we were going to start signing off Live, Left, Lando.
Live, Left, Lando.
Because we love Lando.
We love Lando. What a gift. What a gift to the F1 community he is.
Joy.
Just a little bean.
He sparks joy.
We keep him forever. Protect Lando at all costs. The content he's given us. The laughs.
His laugh is just so cute.
I could
makes
watch.
Makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah. I could watch McLaren challenges all day, every day.
All day.
Just to watch him touch that fish and scream. When he wouldn't eat his ice cream because there was espresso on it and he didn't want the affogato.
He's just a sweet little bean.
We love him so much.
I love him, but we may have to start getting into Twitch.
I know. I don't want to, though.
I don't want to.
I know I have to probably for my professional career as a podcaster to keep up, but I don't want to.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately. Obviously not for streaming games, but I'm like, I feel like Twitch is going to be big for just like live streaming everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so would the love, ideally maybe one day we come out of anonymous
mm-hmm.
behind the camera, behind the curtain, Wizard of Oz style. And we just do like a live talk show on Twitch.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh. We'd have to look better than we do right now.
Well, I don't know. I think we look pretty great right now.
Thanks. Your bangs look amazing
Thank
today.
You. So do yours.
Thanks. I have redried them.
They look good.
Thanks. They were like greasy before.
They didn't look greasy.
They were. Mm-hmm. It was because they dried too much on their own, and then I put my spray in them, mm-hmm. and so the spray like matted them almost, mm-hmm. and like they were stringy. That was what they looked, stringy, not
it
greasy.
Fine,
there's a gigantic caterpillar out there. I've been watching it climb up the side of the house for like an hour.
Where?
It's going up to the top.
I know, but where?
You can barely see it right now. You're about to see it. So like on the white trim near the roof. I don't know how to describe where he's at.
I see him.
You see him?
Yeah, I see him.
He's huge. I've been watching him the whole time we've been in.
Where do you think he's going?
Where are bugs ever going?
That's true.
I don't think they have destinations.
They're just
all they do
always
is
moving.
They
forward.
Always have to. That we could learn something.
I was gonna say that's a life lesson.
always move forward. You don't need the journey is the destination, and that's what bugs teach us. This is also a Planet Earth podcast.
Life lessons
from bugs.
From bugs.
A bug's life. This is the segment we like to call Bugs Life, where we talk about the life lessons we learn from bugs.
Well, we just fell off right now. How sad would that be?
That would be so sad.
He barely spent 5 hours.
Do you think he could, like, spontaneously turn into a butterfly and just fly away?
Oh.
That's what happens.
You don't know how caterpillars work? It's got a cocoon.
Cocoon.
All right, we've gotten off.
We are off.
Where are we supposed to be?
We are manic again. Two girls, one manic episode. Podcast.
It's going to be hard for us to do a podcast because of how our brains work.
Our brains are not made for podcasting.
No, we're...
This is why I thought we needed an agenda, but we couldn't... The agenda, we were boring.
We're so boring.
Our brains aren't good for this.
That's why I think a talk show would be better. You know what I'm saying?
Would it be, though?
Because
we wouldn't even be able to edit it to get us back on track. Like, this episode is getting edited down. We're going to have to talk for a solid 2 hours to get anywhere close to getting, like, a half an hour episode.
That's not true. What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Well, we haven't talked anything about the race today.
No.
We haven't talked literally almost about anything. Relevant.
Well, you wanted it more like our first conversation.
I know,
but our first conversation was more just, funny. Like... How are we into F1? What are we doing?
I know, but we haven't talked about anything really relevant. Do we need relevancy? What's our vibe? We jumped into this too quick.
Okay, so I think we nailed it with our audience is people who yes. are like us, who, you know, are maybe on the peripherals. They understand it,
mm-hmm.
but they're like, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Or right. maybe you're into a dude who's into this and you kind of want to impress him.
Should we talk about some quick facts for people that want to understand it a little more or something? Just some like quick F1 facts.
Like what?
I don't know. Just some ground rules, some basics of F1 to also to prove to our listeners that we do in fact know what we're talking about. And this isn't us just having a conversation being like,
shooting
it's about
shit.
F1.
Shooting the shit.
Just pretending it's about F1. We do get it.
Yeah, so, well, one of the reasons I think we got into F1 is because we liked that there were only 20 drivers.
Yeah, 10 teams, two drivers each. It's very individual. It's an individual sport, which I think is easier to get into than like a full team sport. Like you think about football and like boys are like, oh, it's the third backup wide receiver. And I'm like, there's 29 positions on this team. You think I'm going to know anything? No.
Right.
Like, I don't have the attention span for that.
No.
This is easy because there's two drivers. They have the same job.
Mm-hmm.
10 teams. That's not too many. It's nice. And you get to know each driver.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose favorites. And
you can choose a team if you want.
Yeah.
You can choose a driver.
I personally am way more about, I'm a driver.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like an individual fan. Like, I'm a fan of an individual, not a team.
Same. It's too depressing. Like, a lot of...
I don't like to be depressed.
Well, this is kind of both for you, but Ferrari fans, you know? If you're a team, like, Ferrari has such a cult following, right?
I know.
But think about how bad they're doing right now.
I know.
Granted, your favorite driver is driving for Ferrari at the moment, so it's kind of like a lose-lose for you.
Lose-lose for me. But he's doing really well.
He did
well
today.
He's a really, really talented driver, and every single week he gets the most out of the car that he can possibly do, and all the commentators are saying it. They're like, you know, he's doing as well as he can because he's a talented driver.
Right.
He's doing, with a bad car, a good job.
I know. Just imagine, what, like, he was so good last season when they had a good car. So.
I'm hoping for the best next season.
Yeah.
I think they'll pull it out.
Hopefully.
I think they'll do it. But yeah, that's kind of, like, what we like. And I think it's fun. It's, you know, it's Sunday mornings. We love brunch. So it's the timing works out in our favor for our interests. And the drivers are, for the most part, pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fun.
They're mostly our age.
They're getting funner.
Yeah.
Like, more fun. Like, their personalities are starting to come out. I think the teams are adapting to the 21st century a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're starting to do more, like, social content and, like, fun videos and challenges. And, like, Botas's TikTok the other day.
Right.
Mind-blowing. Didn't know that was ever going to happen. I was shocked. But it was good.
I think
they're, like, making it more fun.
Yeah. I think, you know, they're trying to attract a broader audience. Like, I know, because I'm pretty sure an American PE firm bought Formula One. Like,
okay.
The entity. And so they're, like, in charge of it now. And so I think they're trying to grow the brand among, like, a wider audience and, like, a younger audience.
Yeah. I mean, Drive to Survive was a great move.
Right.
For them.
So, like, with Drive to Survive and, you know, with their new social media and, like, PR strategies and, like, how the young drivers, like, were already on Twitch and, like, streaming their own things. Like, I think they're really capitalizing on the brands of the drivers.
Yes.
And letting them run with it instead of trying to be, like, well, you're part of the Ferrari umbrella now. Like, you have to act a certain way. Or,
The drivers are really pulling, like, a Harry and Meghan. Except they're not leaving. They're, like, pre-Harry and Meghan exiling themselves. They're, like, trying to go their own way. They're not conforming to the traditional royal rules.
Yes.
They're, like, being their own people and, like, doing their own things. They're holding hands in public because they don't give a fuck.
Not the drivers. Harry and Meghan.
Harry, clarify. Yes. Harry and Meghan are... But, like, the drivers symbolically
are holding
hands in public. Meaning they're doing their own things. And I think you're right. I think that's something we can expect too. I think we can expect more social content and more drivers' personal brands being pushed.
Like, I even think, you know, moving forward in the next couple of years, like, drivers who, like, build a brand for themselves, like, on esports and, like, streaming and stuff like that, on top of their, like, real car experience will be the ones who teams probably want to sign on.
Well, you saw it with...
Because they'll be able to attract more sponsorship money because they already have built this, like, global following.
Yeah, I think you saw a big shift, especially, like, when Leclerc got moved up to Ferrari. He was one of the youngest drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't go for young drivers.
Right.
They like the seasoned, older drivers. And he did amazing for them, and now they're bringing in Sainz, who's
24. Yeah.
So they're going to have a, what is it, Charles, 22?
23.
23 almost. Almost 23, I think. So like a 23-year-old, a 24, 25-year-old. Like, that's going to be the youngest two drivers on Ferrari in a long time.
In a long time.
I have nothing to back that up. I'm just saying
he's
22. That. So
his birthday is October 16th.
Oh, should we have a birthday party?
I think we should.
In Chicago? but I think that, like, so they're going to have, like, the youngest... It's going to be the youngest Ferrari pairing in a long time. We have Lando, who's a small child. And, like, I just feel like they're bringing in younger drivers because...
Alex is young, George is young, yep. Lando's young. Charles is, like, kind of young.
Carlos is pretty young. Ocon is pretty young.
Yeah.
I think, like, under 25
is young. I
mean,
Max is 23.
Max is...
He started when he was 19, though, so, like...
Yeah. But, like, I think it's, yeah, it's the younger drivers. It's, I think as the cars get more advanced, it's the younger drivers that are, like, doing these, like, simulations and stuff that are going to be more adapted to that.
Well, I mean, you're getting in at a young age and you're yeah. going through. Like, no right. one's going to start. No right. one's going to be drafted into
right.
a team at, like, 27.
Right.
Right. That's like, true. Unless it's, like... a crazy, like, outlier.
Right. Yeah. But, I just think we're gonna... I think we're gonna start seeing people retiring earlier. I don't know about that. That could be a wild guess, but that's a prediction I have.
What's your hunch?
I mean, I think Hamilton's done after... I think Hamilton's done after next season. I think he's gonna break all these records, but I think he's gonna want one real season. So, assuming we have a real season next year... I think he's going to get another real season under his belt. He just launched that
Formula E or whatever it is.
I think he has all that other stuff going on the side. I think he's, and you can tell that he's just like not super pumped with F1 as a brand right now with everything going on and like they haven't been doing enough with Black Lives Matter. Did they mm-hmm. even show that today? Did they even show it?
I don't know. We were in the kitchen cooking.
We were cooking.
We missed the...
But I didn't see it. But I feel like he's been a little bit
There's
disappointed.
There's no way they didn't.
You're right. But I think that he's not, like, super all in on it. I think he wants to change it, but I don't... I think he'll try to, you know, step back from being just a driver and be more of, like, a change maker. You know what I mean?
I think that's a valid point.
Who knows about Kimi? Kimi, it's a 50-50. He's either sticking around for a long time just because he enjoys a hobby. He just has a fun hobby. Or he's going to leave because he did say in an interview recently that, like, he hasn't made up his mind yet. But obviously his kids are getting older. And so he, like, wants to be around more.
Oh, and those children.
That family.
It's cherubs.
In those
beautiful cherubs.
Tiny blonde angels.
We could spend an entire podcast on...
Kimmy's kids.
Kimmy's kids.
And Kimmy with them. He's so cute.
What
playing
a
the
good
soccer.
Dad. Ugh. We love Kimmy.
We love him. We really do.
Yeah.
Kimmy can do no wrong. Kimmy, and let's talk about the Kimmy content recently because he's been absolutely for someone that hates almost everything.
Yeah.
He has been so funny.
As one of the announcers said today, he's got just ice in his veins.
Ice in his veins. But like his Instagram story the other week.
Savage
was ruining Lewis's life. Just absolutely scootering right over Lewis's life.
Dragged Lewis through the dirt.
Just a photo of Lewis in his head to toe plaid outfit on his Razor scooter saying like with
who was the other guy? It was I think it was the guy that I think Chris Evans or Hemsworth played in the movie.
Is it like Nico Rosberg?
No, it's Chris Hemsworth played. He played Rush in Rush. James Hunt. So, and it was like the 1970s like rival between James Hunt and Niki Lauda.
It was a photo. So it was a photo of who?
I think it was James Hunt.
James Hunt just smoking a cigarette, like
shirtless.
Being an absolute badass. And then next to a photo of Lewis on a Razor scooter in a full-ass plaid outfit. And it was like...
With his fedora,
his plaid bucket hat. It was F1 drivers then versus F1 drivers now. And then the next slide is Kimmy hammered.
Smoking a cigarette
saying, "Don't worry, not all hope is lost." Out of the woodwork.
Literally, like,
I don't know... What went through his brain?
I don't know what provoked it, but it was... hysterical.
It was the best content I've seen in ages.
I want to know if there was any beef there. Like, I want to know if Lewis was like, dude, what the fuck?
I need to know. I need to know so much more about that. But it was great. And then when he got the penalty, he just, the thing I love about him is that he doesn't give a fuck. And he is savage to his race engineers. And he just, this is just fun for him. And they're not making it fun for him. When he got the 5-second penalty and his guy was like, yo, can we have a 5-second penalty? He said, for what? And he said, 5-second penalty. He said, for what?
The memes that came out of that soundbite were
so good.
Historic.
What was the reason? What was the reason?
That was good. And then when he got points for the team and he just captioned his photo.
Got points.
Got points.
Short, sweet, and to the point. And that's what we love about Kimmy.
He doesn't beat around the bush.
No. With Kimmy, what you see is what you get. They asked him, can you name 3 turns at this track? And he said 1, 2, and 3. I don't know. Amazing.
He just, like, his bullshit level is
on the ground.
He's like, I don't have time for any of this. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yes, he has been creating some good content on his own lately, but I feel like when it comes to the marketing people wanting to create content for the teams, he just doesn't usually provide that much because he just doesn't care.
The video when he was still on Ferrari and him and Seb on that roller coaster. It's like the fastest roller coaster in the world at the Ferrari theme park.
Smile.
Seb is laughing. He's screaming. He's putting his hands there. And Kimmy just is on this roller coaster stone face. Doesn't break a smile. Nothing. It's the most classic, typical Kimmy thing that I've ever seen. And that's his brand, and he sticks to it.
Again, authentic. We love it.
We love it.
We love that for him.
We do.
Yeah, I don't know. Kimmy just makes me laugh.
Same.
I just am like, dude, you are you.
I'm like, do we think he's going to retire?
I don't know.
I don't think he's going to. I think he's just going to be like, I'll do it again. For fun.
I don't know. Where does he stand in the standings this year?
He's got to be near the bottom. All right, so I'm going to bring in an audio clip for us to discuss because we do love to talk shit and we like to gossip a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think after today's race, once again, we just watched the Russian Grand Prix in which Lewis Hamilton was given 2 5-second penalties.
Which was kind of crazy because it was for the same thing. So I don't.
Yeah, but he did it twice.
Yeah.
So you got to live and learn. Like, you got to not do it again. But this is an interview with him after the race. And we are going to be listening and then discussing how we feel about it. So.
I mean, I don't really, I need to go back and see what the rules are, what exactly I did wrong. I'm pretty sure no one's got 2 5-second penalties for something so ridiculous before. So, I didn't put anyone in danger. I've done this at a million tracks over the years, never been questioned on it. So, but it is what it is.
It's a pretty tough penalty. And then considering you got 2 more penalty points as well, which leaves you just 2 short of 1 race ban.
Yeah.
That does it seem excessive? I mean, I'm not a steward, so.
Yeah, of course it is. They're doing everything, of course it is. But it's not to be expected. They're trying to stop me, aren't they? So.
You really think so?
So he basically just said that he thinks that the stewards are, trying to stop him? From what? Just in general, they're out to get him, is the vibe I got from that. Also, fun fact I didn't know is that he is a couple of points short of a full race, like missing a full race.
Yeah. Do you think, okay, so question, I don't know about this. If you get a race ban, do you then start over? Like, if you miss, okay, now you've reached 12 points, which he has 10 points currently, and it seems like if you get 12, then you get a ban. So if you, get that ban, then does it clear? Does it zero out? Or is it, like, every 12 points?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
That's something for us to look up.
Let's go to the Googs. I don't want to pretend to know
too much about the rules.
No, it's not even what I was going to say. I was going to say, I don't even want to pretend to know how Lewis Hamilton really feels about being this singular black person.
That's true.
In Formula One, right? He is very vocal about his experiences and how he's being treated and whatever. So I don't know if it's he feels this way because he thinks he's being punished for speaking out.
True.
About, you know, race relations in F1. Maybe that's what he meant by it. I don't think the stewards are out to get him because he's doing too well.
Right. That can't be it. It's just an interesting thing. I think the thing that I'm, like, most frustrated by that is, like, I've done this so many times before and, like, you got, like, so many other people got penalties today and none of them are crying about it.
Right.
You just have to let it go and move on.
Okay, let's see. Here's what it says. So if you get 12 points or more in a 12-month period, they'll receive a 1-race ban for the next event they are scheduled to participate in. So it says the issuing of penalty points is not subject to reprimands being issued as a prerequisite. The FIA charges the license holder an annual fee. So, okay, this is only in 2009. In 2009, Lewis Hamilton would have to pay $242,000 for his license for the season. That's so much money. It's not dollars, it's euros, sorry. So that's even more.
Yikes.
According to McLaren team principal, this is in November 2012, FIA announced it would again increase the cost of the super license. Proposed increase would lead to a basic fee of 10,000 euros for the super license plus $1,000 euros for each world championship point. That's crazy. So the better that you do, the more money you have to pay the FIA.
Those damn stewards, they're always getting you.
So then Jenson Button said, I don't feel that you should be paying for different super license fees, which is absolutely true. Oh my God, it says Button's total licensing costs for the 2010 season were variously reported as over €250,000 and approximately €1 million by others.
Jesus.
Oh my God, that's so much money. Okay, so unsure.
We're unsure
whether it gets if it gets redone. Like you get your ban and then you have to. All right, well, that's freaking wild that they have to pay that much money.
Yeah.
To do their job?
Literally.
Like, what is the point of it? I'll have to do some more research. Like, is it like an insurance policy?
Maybe. I don't get it.
I'm going to have to look into this. Either way.
Either way, we're getting off track again.
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know what Lewis's deal is. I think he's being a little bratty.
Yeah. He's a sore loser.
I mean, well, I guess today he probably had a social media post all scheduled to go out that he was tied with Michael Schumacher for the most number of wins and had to delete those.
Delete.
So he's probably just like pissed about that.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on him today. That is true.
From who? Himself?
I don't know. I feel like the media, everyone was like, this is the weekend that Lewis Hamilton is going to tie with Michael Schumacher.
Well, did you see when Pierre won in Monza or whatever, they had the like, whatever it's called, on the big screen, like, over the finish line, or, you know, when they pull in to their, like, car slots for second and third, it said Lewis Hamilton's 90th win. And so everyone was like, way to go. Way to fucking jinx it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think he'll be fine. We've got Germany in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's going to be okay.
He'll be fine. He'll hit it then. Okay, Michael Schumacher was a German racer. I feel like it's fitting that he's going to do it at his home track.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be great for him.
He's just drama.
Yeah.
Okay, you're 36 years old. Please stop with the theatrics. Just get tired.
I know.
Like, we're not in high school anymore, bud.
Was he ever?
That's true. I don't know.
Do any of them go to school? Ever?
I don't know. I don't think they go to college.
I feel like I read an interview with Pierre that he left home when he was, like, really young and went to, like, a boarding school that, like, also let you, like, do karting. But it's a different school. It's not like a regular high school. Like, I don't think any of them get, like, the normal.
Do you think they're all dumb? Like, what do you think their intelligence level is?
Well, let's be fair. They all speak a million languages. That's true. So, like, if we're going to value intelligence like that, like, they're all pretty smart.
That's true.
But
you know what? This encouraged me to want to speak more languages. I'm working on my Duolingo.
Me too. Italian, baby.
Spanish.
Ciao. Yeah, I don't know. I think they're probably dumb. You know, I don't know.
You know though. who's dumb, dumb?
Who?
Lando.
You think?
I think so. I love him, but, like, I think sometimes he just is, like, he doesn't think through.
Achoo! Oh, man.
Also, whether I'm sure if that's just because he's a 20-year-old boy.
Yeah, I mean, every 20-year-old boy is dumb.
Or, that's true.
But also, he is 20, but he's been in Formula One now for 2 years and had to be, like, in, what, F2 and stuff before that? Mm-hmm. So, I don't think he went to school, really. He doesn't have an education. Also, he only speaks English. I think he's one of the ones that only speaks English.
No, he speaks a little Spanish because he speaks Spanish with Carlos sometimes.
Does he? Yeah. I think Carlos tells him what to say.
That's true. Could be. Norris was educated at Millfield School in Somerset, leaving school without taking his GCSEs. So, I mean, I think he, like, did school, but he didn't finish.
Got it.
He never, like, graduated. During that time, he studied physics and mathematics with a full-time personal tutor.
Yeah, I think so. It's more like they all almost did, like, homeschooling. Like, yeah. It's like showbiz babies.
Yeah.
Who just have, like, tutors.
Yeah. That makes sense. But I don't know. I think, I'm not one to speak because I'm stupid sometimes.
I'm an idiot. I will just go right on out there and say it. I'm dumb. So
sweet, look at this. I know. Tough race vibes.
I know, tough race vibes.
All right, what else should we talk about?
I don't know. I guess we should probably wrap it up.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Wrap this shit up. Thank you all for tuning in. I promise we're going to get better at this. I think all first episodes of podcasts are a little dicey.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get tastier as we go on.
Yeah, it's definitely going to get tastier. Tastier, spicier.
More fun.
Yeah.
We'll have some more laughs.
I think maybe we need to drink some wine while we do this, too.
Absolutely. We're too sober for this today.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
We're signing off, and we want to leave you all with one phrase to carry you through the rest of your week. It's going to be 2 weeks we're back the German GP.
Yeah.
And so until then, girlies.
Girlies.
Live, love, Lando.
I thought it was live, laugh, Lando. Live, love, Lando? Because it's live, laugh, love.
Until then, girlies.
Live, laugh, Lando.
Live, laugh, Lando. Right. Let that carry you through.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.